The next patient is Christine Heath. The last name is H-E-A-T-H. And first name, Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Number one, clinical case of a 71-year-old white female that is following the practice because of chronic kidney disease stage 2 that is most likely associated to diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. And autoimmune disease, the patient has rheumatoid arthritis. Period. The laboratory workup that was done on July the 27th of 2023 in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 0.82, the chloride, the estimated AGFR is 76, the albumin is 4.2, liver function tests are with the normal limits, and the serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. Period. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 142 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine, which is with a normal range. The patient doesn't have a hyperfiltration. The serum hemoglobin A1C is 6.6, period. Number two, urinary tract infection. Urine culture revealed the presence of a E. coli that is sensitive to the majority of the antibiotics. We are going to prescribe Levaquin 500 milligrams daily for 10 days. The reason to prescribe the Levaquin is a weakness, tiredness, and odor in the urine, and mild burning. Period. Before we get to complications, we better treat. Following number. Hyperlipidemia. This patient has, in the laboratory workup, the cholesterol is 244, the LDL is 152, the HDL is 55, triglycerides 232. This patient is allergic to statins, and she cannot tolerate fenofibrate. Period. The patient is going back to Dr. Parnassa. At one time, she was taking Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, and it seems to me that with the aggressive coronary artery disease and peripheral artery disease that the patient has, the patient should be treated aggressively. She's going to call Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, for an appointment. Following number, diabetes mellitus, hemoglobin A1C 6.6. Following number, the patient has a significant chronic obstructive pulmonary disease associated to nicotine abuse. The patient is reluctant to quit smoking. Following number, coronary artery disease. In 2018, the patient had a PCI to the LAD by Dr. Gibbs, GIBBS at Highlands Hospital. And we have to keep in mind that the patient has peripheral vascular disease with the stents that were placed in the iliac arteries in 2019. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, significant depression, and this is related to the lack of activity. The patient used to play cards, play golf, play bingo, go to luncheons with the friends, and all that activity has been completely lost. The patient is advised to go back to the activity, otherwise she's going to be more depressed. Following number, arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure reading 122 over 69. The patient was advised to remain around 170 pounds or less. Following number, rheumatoid arthritis in remission. Following number, depression. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spent 12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes with the documentation.